In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We shall continue our services and pause to hear the word of God, which are heard from the first letter of Peter. From the first chapter, the first 9 verses. The words are, in Jesus' name. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. There are 2 brothers in front of you from Sweden. In Sweden, in the SFC, there are about 500 members. And if we count children, there are between 900 and 1,000 believers. Many people from Sweden have come here to the summer services in Pudasjärvi. But many of them have stayed there. And I know that many of them are listening to these services through the internet. We have been able to experience collaboration between the organizations of different countries. And we have experienced how the same faith works in Sweden as well as Finland. And so we can confidently continue to build a bridge between the countries. And thus, I wish to bring greetings from the SFC. But also from all of the believers in Sweden. The text which we read was a letter from Apostle Peter. We know Peter quite well from the Bible. He was a person who was quick to think, quick to act, and quick to speak. And quite often, he served as if he was a speaker or chairman on behalf of the other people. But sometimes you get the feeling that Peter acted before he thought. Somewhere I've read and heard that for us men, it's not until we are 33 years old. It's not until we are 33 years old that we think of the consequences before we take action. And it has been said that this takes place earlier with women. But Peter was one of the first disciples of Jesus. He was fishing with his brother Andreas when Jesus came. And as they were fishing, according to Jesus' instructions, they got a large catch. And Jesus said unto Peter and Andreas, "Follow me." And I will make you fishers of men. And then Peter said, "Go away from me, for I am a sinner." Jesus is the friend of sinners. And even though Peter said these words, we know that soon thereafter, the disciples said, "Where should we go?" For righteousness is with you. Peter followed the Lord Jesus. He was able to witness when Jesus performed miracles. For example, we remember when he awakened Lazarus from the dead, and he performed the miracle of feeding. So Peter was able to follow Jesus along with the other disciples. Once, Peter asked Jesus, "How often should I forgive my brother? Isn't it enough that I forgive him 7 times? Dear brother and sister in these services today. Has it been enough to be forgiven 7 times? Until now, we have been able to hear from the services, sermons, how the gospel has flowed, and how the forgiveness of sin has been preached. And yesterday, one brother said, that certainly it has been preached more often than what we have heard vocally from up here, outside of this tent, out there on the field. Inside of the campers and inside of the tents. Surely the gospel has been needed. And also in this tent, the gospel has flowed. When a brother or a sister has preached the gospel to one another, that is why Jesus answered to Peter and said, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. In other words, as often as it is needed, or one is penitent. We have also heard of how Peter was asked the question from Jesus. Or actually, Jesus asked all of the disciples when he said, whom do people say you are? And we remember how the apostles answered. And they referred to John, Elijah, Jeremiah, or some other prophet. And then when Jesus asked them, whom do you call me? Whom do you say I am? Peter was the one who answered. And he said, thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God. These are nearly the same words which we see as the slogan or motto of these services. My Lord and my God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father's Spirit which is in heaven. This proof or this testimony which Peter gave to his Savior Jesus is something which we at Pudasjärvi Summer Services think about, and something that above all we take into our hearts, that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter was also able to be there when they were gathered behind locked doors. And where there was people seated around the table to have the final supper. And where Jesus, after eating, began to prepare to cleanse the feet of the apostles, of the disciples. But Peter tries to stop Jesus. But when Jesus explained what the washing of the feet means, then Peter says, "Not only my feet, but wash all of me." And Jesus was again able to tell Peter, that it is enough. It is enough that only your feet are washed, if you have been washed once. And so it is with our endeavor. That every once in a while, we need to wash our feet. And doesn't it not feel that this happens quite often? For it is so, as Paul felt. The good which I wish to do, I do not. But the evil which I do not wish to do, I do. Not, nevertheless, not me, but sin which liveth in me. We are endeavoring in two parts. We are taking flesh and blood with us. And so that is why we often have to gather to wash feet. But another important event at that communion or supper was that Jesus explained what was going to happen to him. And what did Peter say then? He said, "I will follow you everywhere. I am ready to die for you." When I was young, I had a friend. He was a friend who said, "I will never give up my faith." And this friend is not in the kingdom of God today. Peter believed in his own strength. And And he thought that he would be able to follow Jesus unto the death. But Jesus answered to Peter that before the cock croweth three times, you have denied me. And we remember what happened when Jesus was betrayed and arrested. And when he was brought before the high priest Cephas, Peter was asked a question. Aren't you one of those who are following this man? And Peter denied. He is asked three times. And he denies him three times. This man whom he had previously called the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. To whom he had said earlier, "Go away, I am a sinner." This is the one whom he denied. And the Bible tells us that after this happened, after Peter did this three times, then the cock crowed. And Peter left and wept bitterly. The Bible does not precisely tell us how and when he received the grace of repentance, but he was able to be with him and to see the empty tomb. When the ladies or women had come to the tomb and had said that the tomb was empty, Peter got into a hurry and he was able to see the empty tomb. But Peter was also able to witness when Jesus appeared for the third time to his own. And at that time too, Peter was in a hurry. When they see Jesus while they were fishing on the Sea of Gennesaret, and they recognize Jesus, then Peter is in a hurry. He jumps in the water and swims toward Jesus. Then Peter is asked a question by Jesus. "Lovest thou me, Peter?" And Peter answers, "Lord, thou knowest that you are dear to me." And when he is asked this the third time, he answered, "You know everything. You know that you are precious to me." That's when Peter received a job from Jesus. "Feed my sheep and my lambs, and feed my sheep." This is the Peter who wrote the letter which we read. He was writing it to a group of people who were scattered about. And in the beginning of our text, after the greeting, he says, he wishes to thank God for the grace which he has shown him. And not only to those who are living scattered about, which were mentioned in the text, but he also thanks Peter on his own behalf. How great God's love is. Which through the Lord Jesus Christ has once again awakened us onto living hope. In the dear Song of Zion, which is 105 in the Finnish hymnal, begins with these words. The Father's love is great toward me, a wretched one. When he lowered down his only son, nobody can have as much love. Than to give his own life for his sheep. Today at these services, there are probably quite a few of you who have received the grace of repentance. Who, like Peter, are thanking God for this grace. But I also think that you, with me, at these services, or there are many who have been able to grow in the kingdom of God. We also wish to thank God in this way. For we are children of the day. And on the last day, the only thing that we will be asked is, what is your situation right now? And that is why the Bible encourages us to watch. To put away that which attaches on the journey. That which presses us down and makes the journey slow. That there are unperished inheritance, incorruptible in heaven, reserved for you. Paul speaks of the same inheritance, of the crown of righteousness. which is waiting for him in heaven, and not only for him. But everyone who loves his resurrection. This brightness is not dimmed by the fact that there are different inheritances, as it is the case with normal inheritances. This inheritance just grows brighter and brighter, and more follow the wish of God. And hear the call of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has come nigh. Believe the gospel, repent. And so, even though it's raining right now outside, and even though it hasn't been sunny today, I've been able to see the joy of the service guests from their faces. This joy, which is referred to also in our text. Joy, which is seen from the faces of the child of God. To be able to be a believer is a reason to be happy. It is peace, freedom, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The text also speaks about how our faith is also tried. But the Bible also says that God does not tempt anyone onto evil, but God may give us trials. And our text explains why God gives us trials. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, that is being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. God wishes to strengthen our weak faith through these trials. That light of the weak faith, which we often feel to be in our hearts, God wishes to strengthen us. And the Bible even says that God is strong in the weak. And therefore, we can live confidently in the kingdom of grace, where we can believe our sins forgiven by grace. When you just wish to follow Jesus Christ like Peter did. And it says at the end of our text, whom receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You small boys and girls who are also sitting here at these services, though, are those of you who are running around in the field near the tents and campers. And those of you boys and girls who are listening through the internet. If I ask you the question, why are you believing? You will have a clear answer. I want to get to heaven. It is the object of our faith. When we are able to leave this temporal life one day, we will be able to leave it with a good conscience. We will be able to leave it with faith, so that we can say, as Paul did, I have fought the good faith fight. I have kept the faith. And in order to keep faith, we need the gospel into our hearts. Therefore, dear brother and sister, be comforted even now. Believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. It is comforting to believe this way. And for myself, I wish to ask. I did not come here without temptations. I could not come here without doubts. And therefore, I wish to ask, can I have my sins forgiven? I wish to believe this way with you. In Jesus' name, amen.